This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois' housing market saw rising prices and stronger sales in June, even as the number of homes available to buyers continued to shrink. New data from Illinois Realtors shows more than 14,300 homes sold statewide last month, up about 2.4% from June of last year. The median home price climbed to $345,000, a 6% increase. Inventory tightened across the state with just over 20,500 homes on the market, down 7% from a year ago. Illinois Realtors President Jeff Kolbus says steady demand and limited supply are keeping competition high for buyers. The trend was even more pronounced in the Chicago region. Housing analysts say mortgage rates, affordability challenges, and low inventory will continue shaping the market through the summer. An original exhibition at the St. Louis Kaplan Feldman Holocaust Museum examines how Missourians responded to Nazi extremism in their own communities. The show, called Nazis Next Door, looks at the choices St. Louis residents made, whether to support or resist anti-Semitism as it spread in the years surrounding World War II. The museum's coordinator of exhibitions, Rob Nelson, says they went to great effort to make sure they presented both sides of the issue.
We really did our best to balance the narrative between, you know, organizations and individuals who supported Nazi ideology at the local level and groups and individuals who resisted Nazi ideology at the local level. So that's really how the exhibit walks you through the space.
Nelson says the goal is to help visitors understand the extremism wasn't only a distant threat, but something that played out in neighborhoods across Missouri. The special exhibit runs from now through January 31st. Nelson is today's guest on WSIU In Focus. Mantracon Corporation is marking the completion of its first Clean Jobs Workforce Network program training cohort, with 11 Southern Illinois residents graduating from a new solar energy workforce program. The training, offered in partnership with the Carbondale NAACP, John A. Logan College, and solar expert Auerbeck, is part of the state's Climate and Equitable Jobs Act. You can read more on the story at WSIU.org.